Well, take off your earmuffs and listen to me. It's another frantic 30 of Jubilee. Yes, take them off, brethren and sisters, because we're taking a leap into the here and now with a mess of fine and fancy fortissimo. This is High Averback holding up the lead sheet and signing off with my mellow A. And when I say A, I mean A Barbaribop and Boogie and Ballad. That's the portion about to caress your Shell Finks with a lineup that reads like this. Roy Milton and his Boogie Boys, Ernie Felice and his quartet, lovely Linda Stevens, and that engaging personality, that man with a toothbrush smile and a beat-up style. Oh, my gosh, it's me.
Hey, Buck, what makes you think you're going to mess up this plan?
Oh, I'm sorry, my friend. You see, I have permission to MC this jubilee.
Yeah? Who gave it to you?
Armed Forces Radio Service.
Yeah? Who are they?
Why, they present these shows every week.
Yeah? What for?
Yeah, I guess for the men and women overseas and in the hospitals here at home.
Oh, it's okay then. I guess it's all right.
And who may you be, my friend?
Well, I'm Hippie Felice, see, from Brooklyn. What's the matter? No applause? I said I'm from Brooklyn. That's better. That's better.
What are you doing on this show, Buster?
Listen, bud, I ask the questions around here. You start the show, and I'll let you know what I do, and I'm good and ready.
Yes, sir.
See?
It's okay to get on with it then, huh?
Yeah, Chump, it's all right.
Well, thank you, Hippie. Let's get the groovy train moving with a screamer. And just the guys who can do it, either the Roy Milton Sextet.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Roy Milton. That was the sextet with Roy Milton carving up the vocal of Old Man Rivers.
Okay, I'm ready.
Oh, you again. So you're ready, huh?
Yeah.
Maybe you'd like me to step aside so you can take over, huh?
Good idea, Fred. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. This here is Ernie the Hip Police with my boys, who's about to rent your ears with a fine selection. It's played by me on the squeeze box along with the rest of my Green Turnt gang. It's something you'd better listen to.
Hey, hey, that's no way to talk to an audience. Look, they're all leaving.
Oh, so let them leave. We'll play for Roy Milton. Who cares about a little thing like an audience? Okay, Roy, like I was saying, here's something pretty good. Maybe you boys will like a few punters. So listen.
Nothing. Almost nothing. No applause, not even from Roy Milton's sextet. Now, will you treat the audience good or not?
Maybe you're right. Maybe I'd better not be so tough.
That's right, Hippie. That's right. This is a cultured and well-mannered audience of veterans out here at Birmingham Hospital in the San Fernando Valley, and they're used to good treatment.
Okay, you win. But I think I know a way to get them back, Joe.
Well, you better hop to it, brother.
Hey, guys, hey, come back. Hey, I got a beautiful gala drink for you. Hey, fellas, it's Linda Stevens.
Because I feel so well. No sorrow, no sorrows, no sighs. This can't be love. I get no dizzy spell. My head is not in a not stand still, just hear it beat. This is too sweet to be loved. This can't be love, because I feel so well, and yet I love to look in your eyes. My heart does not stand still, just hear it beat. This is too sweet to ever be loved. This can't be love, because I feel so well, and yet I love to look in your eyes.
Thank you, thank you. That was Linda Stevens singing This Can't Be Love, accompanied by Hippie Feliz and the Green Fern Gang. Oh, gee, I'm clever. I didn't know I could sing.
Say, Tom, what you croaking about anyway? What are you croaking about? What are you giving me?
Croaking. Yeah. My good man, I was singing that very popular ditty about Linda, and the funny part about it is I never knew I could sing.
And the funniest part about it is you're so right.
Oh. I thought it was pretty good.
Oh, boy, are you killing yourself.
Hey, Hippie, don't you ever get tired of having yourself around?
Take it easy, Bob. Take it easy. I'm tough.
Yeah, I know. Say, Hippie, when you die, why don't you leave your brain to the Smithsonian Institute?
I can't.
Why?
They got it already.
Thank you. Yes, indeed. Thank you. That was Roy Milton slicing off a frame from the Sad of Salad with Red Light. And now while we're in the good mood, let's bring on that very choosy gal with a breeze in her pipe. This time with a beautiful ballad, it's Linda Stevens with the tune For Sentimental Reasons.
For sentimental reasons, Please give your loving heart to me and say we'll never part. I think of you every morning, dream of you every night.
Thank you, Linda Stevens. That copped the ace out of this fine brace of Sweet and Mary. Hey, hippie, come here.
Yeah, what do you want?
Say, how would you like a date with Linda? Hmm?
Ah, who wants a date?
But she's a beautiful gal.
Ah, who wants a beautiful gal?
But she's so desirable, so tender, so lovely.
Hello, hippie.
Well,
what's the matter with him? All that ah stuff.
Well, you see, his mother was frightened by a dentist. he's in a daze, Linda. You see, he's not used to beautiful girls, and I figured you could show him how to act. Get him off that tough guy routine.
Oh, I get it. Sure, I'll make him think he's a lover. Oh, Ernie, hippie. So this is Ernie, the hip police in the flesh.
Yes, and Ernie, this is Linda Stevens in the flesh.
Gee, how much better it looks
like. Oh, hippie, I simply had to see you, to talk to you. Singing that love song and watching you was real pain.
It was?
Oh, yes, just watching you, I knew you were a devastating, mad, reckless lover.
Then?
Oh, yes, and a wonderful physique.
Oh,
ooh, and that tawny skin with the rippling bones underneath.
Oh,
and that massive muscular neck, 17 and a half.
Yeah, that's including the shoulders.
Oh, Ernie, yeah. come closer to me.
No.
No, closer to me.
No.
Oh, Ernie.
Oh,
come on, Ernie. Just sit down here beside me on the floor. What's up there?
On the floor?
Well, sure. Haven't you ever sat with a girl on the floor?
Nah.
Well, no, I don't ask much of you, Ernie. I just want you to be close to me, and if you don't want me to look at you, well, I won't. And just as long as I can touch you and have you put your arms around me and kiss me.
Oh, stop your nagging. I'm sorry. It's just I don't know how to act with a girl. That's all. They ain't tough guys. I can't bust them in a kisser.
Yeah, but you can do something else much better for my kisser.
You mean I can use my brass knuckles?
Oh, Ernie, don't be so tough with me. I'm weak, and I'm a woman. And I want you to forget yourself for just a minute. You've made something up in your head, and there's nothing in it. Ernie. Oh, Ernie, you're away at one end of the floor, and I'm away at the other.
Yeah?
Well, I'm going to move up a little closer in my chair.
Yes, me. Well, then I'll move a little closer, like this.
Now, I'll move a little closer. There.
No, I'll move a little more. There.
Ernie, you passed me.
Yeah?
Well, look, Ernie. Well, what I'm trying to say is, why couldn't we, well, you know, I've always wanted to go to Niagara Falls.
Yeah, me too.
But I don't want to go to Niagara Falls just to see the falls.
Me either. I want to see how they make that shredded waste.
Oh, Ernie, don't you understand that I'm trying to propose? Why, in a little while, I want your mother to be my mother. My mother to be your mother.
Mm-hmm. I'll ask my old man if he wants to make a switch.
Oh. You've got to answer me. Look. Just look, Ernie. I'm sitting so close to you on this lovely floor. Haven't you anything to say?
Yeah, let's play Jack.
Oh, you tough guy, wanting to play Jack. Ernie, I want you to come to my house tonight.
Well, I don't know about that.
Well, we'll sit in the living room on a soft divan and turn the lights out, and you'll put your arms around me, and I'll lean you down close and kiss me. Kiss me again.
Oh. All right, I'll be there right after the show, huh?
Oh, at last.
And Linda, if I'm not there right after the show.
Yes?
You can start without me, huh?
Well, it's getting on deep in the stage portion of this solid session with the best. Time when we begin to drag together all the loose ends and stash them for one final bash. The Lost Chickens have come home to roost in the final go-around with Roy Milton in the sextet with a jolly how'd-you-do called Lion Home.
Thank you.
Fall off the log, because we're closing down the joint right now. And here's the padlock snap shut and kept with just a few words of cheer. Take the good time out when you hear the rhythm of Hot Horn Hall on your beam next week. And if you want anything, just write Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. We'll shoot it back to you sooner than you can say next. This is High Everback saying goodbye and good luck, and we'll be waiting for you. This is the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.